Hi, Ben.
This is for you, Mum.
That's lovely, Pet.
I've got one as well.
For me? Oh, thanks, Josh.
They insisted on having one each.
Aren't I lucky? There can't be many mums with two lovely bunches of flowers.
They marched straight up to the front when Alan started handing them out, and they weren't going to sit down until they got one.
Ben's is coming to bits.
No, it isn't.
It is. Look.
Oh, dear. I hope that wasn't one of the ones Phil made.
Why don't you take the silver foil off and put them in water? They'll be happier like that.
Okay.
You know where the vases are?
Yeah.
Two small ones, all right?
They were up there for ages on Saturday, Phil and Bert making them.
Good for them. It's always nice to get me Mother's Day dafts.
It hardly seems yesterday since my lot were coming in the morning, clutching little bunches of flowers and spilling the tea.
I can just see David.
I've got a picture of him somewhere with his freesias.
Oh.
I'm going to show you sometime.
Ben Archer, how on earth did you manage to get your trousers in a state like that?
Churchyard.
Oh, did you indeed?
I'm sorry, Ruth. I didn't notice how muddy it was.
It's all right.
They were having a good time while we oldies were gossiping.
You'll have to change them before you go out, young man.
Of course. You're going out to lunch, aren't you?
We're all going to the Bull.
Very nice, too.
We were lucky to get a table, according to David.
And what have you been doing this morning? Taking it easy, I hope.
Yep. I've been like a pig in clover.
What do pigs do in clover?
Not very much. They lie around reading the papers.
I've never seen a pig reading the paper.
And they wait for people to bring them breakfast in bed.
Breakfast in bed, eh?
Yeah, it was great. Josh brought me the tray with tea and marmalade, didn't you, Josh?
Yeah.
And Ben brought me toast.
He dropped it on the stairs.
It didn't matter. I like it a bit furry.
Sounds lovely.
It was. And all of them had made special presents for me. I'm a very lucky mum.
Super. Well done, then. Anyway, I'll leave you to it.
I don't know where David's got to, but happy Mother's Day anyway, Jill.
Thank you, dear. Out seeing to the stock, is it?
Yeah, and Pip's helping, of course.
She's become a real farmer.
They're as bad as one another. They get out with those cattle and the rest of the world ceases to exist.
Tiger, what are you doing back?
Catching you with your hand in the cookie jar by the look of it.
Oh, you do say... Oh, Tiger, that's not like that.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong here, but are you or are you not holding a bowl?
This, you mean?
Yeah, or do my eyes deceive me?
Cooking sherry. I thought you were having a lunchtime drink with your little friend.
Oh, yeah, Al couldn't make it. He called me on the mobile.
Oh, what a shame.
So I thought, what could be nicer than going out with you instead?
Oh, well, that's a lovely idea, Tiger. I'll just pop up and put my face on.
Yeah, hang on a minute. Don't you think I'm entitled to an explanation here?
Well, about what,
come on,
darling?
Don't play games, you, the bottle.
I was giving it a sniff to see if it was still all right. I mean, it can't have been open for years.
And is it all right?
Well, it's good enough for a sherry trifle.
For a sherry trifle?
I thought I'd make you one. You always say you like them.
Lily, in my life, you couldn't make a sherry trifle if all the ingredients jumped into the bowl by themselves.
You can be very disparaging at times.
All right. You've got the sherry. We've established that. What about the other things?
Well, I was just about to look.
Custard. You got custard?
Well, yes, of course I've got custard.
How about tin fruit? You can't make a trifle without tin fruit.
Honestly, Matt, have you never looked in here? Look, pears, apricots, peaches, what else do you want?
Jelly. I don't see any jelly.
For goodness sake. There, jelly. Look, I'm getting rather tired of this.
What?
Of being watched all the time, being treated like some sort of criminal.
Oh, pussycat.
I mean, you hardly let me out of your sight at the wine tasting on Friday, and now you're giving me the third degree. It's getting very boring.
Only because I want you to succeed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm on your side in this, darling. We're going to get through it together, and that is why...
Hey, what are you doing?
I am making a little mark on here.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
There we are. Now, if we do get round to making that sherry trifle, we'll know just how strong it is, won't we?
You are going too far now, Tiger.
I thought you had to put your face on.
I'm going.
Come on, let's go down the Bull. I understand Sid's new elderflower presser is very good. You should give it a try.
Oh.
You check the water, Pip?
Yeah, it's fine.
Good. Right, that's us done then.
I reckon.
So, what do you think of this lot?
They're great. Nice shiny coats.
Think they're going to make decent milkers next autumn?
Well, they should do, the way they get looked after.
What are the points? Are people going to be prepared to pay a decent price for their milk?
You know, Chloe Bennett isn't allowed to drink milk.
Isn't she?
Her mum makes her drink soya milk.
Well, you know, cow's milk doesn't suit everyone.
Why shouldn't she have proper milk? I tell everyone how good our milk is.
Yeah, well, don't go on about it too much. We'll have people around wanting to buy it.
So? Sell our beef that way?
Well, yeah.
Oliver sells his milk around the village and you said it was making a bomb.
Well, he's doing okay.
So why can't we sell our milk like that?
It's not as simple as that, I'm afraid.
Oh, there you are.
Hi, Ruth.
You two done yet?
Just finished, haven't we, Pip?
Yeah.
I see Bert's back in the workshop again.
Yeah, I know. Still working on that chair.
Doesn't he know it's Sunday?
He's got another job lined up when that's finished.
You mean Frieda has?
Yes, more like it. Apparently she wants a settee repaired.
Oh, poor old Bert. She's got him working harder than ever.
Why don't you give him his job back if he likes it here so much?
He'd probably take it.
I'm off
yeah,
then.
Yeah, right. Oh, thanks, Jill.
Have a lovely lunch.
We will. Ben and Josh are all ready.
Thanks, Mum.
See you soon. Thanks for the card, David.
Yep. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Bye, Gran.
Bye.
Right. What would you like to do now? We're not booked in until 1:30.
We could walk down. That'd be nice. Have a drink first.
Well, come on, then.
So what's it like, the elderflower thingy?
Very refreshing. Why don't you try one?
Nah, better stick to me single malt. You know what they say about mixing it.
I thought you said we were in this together.
And so we are. I'm behind you 100%.
Sounds like it.
And to prove it, I thought I'd give you some extra encouragement.
Oh, yeah? Like what? CCTV over the drinks cabinet?
How would you like a shopping trip?
Oh, now that sounds more promising. With spending money.
Yeah, why not?
Well.
Yeah, we'll make a weekend of it. So long as you make it through till Easter.
I will, don't you worry.
Good.
Am I allowed to know where? That James could put us up in London, probably.
No, I don't know.
Oh, well, never mind. Nothing wrong with Cheltenham.
Well, actually, I was thinking of, New York.
What?
Oh, David, Ruth, nice to see you.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Lillian.
Hi.
Bit of a crush, isn't it?
Yeah, you can say that again.
Sweet, Ben. Josh.
Oh, you got the family here. Let me get you all a drink.
No, don't worry, thanks, Matt. I need to have a word with Sid anyway.
Oh, fair enough.
Pip, we're at the corner one, right?
Yeah, okay.
Excuse us. Thanks. Through you go, Josh.
Pip, can you take Ben's hand?
Oh, I've been meaning to ask you, David. What do you make of Debbie's plans for contracting out all their Arabic?
What's this?
You didn't know? Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have mentioned it.
Matt, really?
Look, it sounds interesting, but I really can't discuss it right now.
No, of course you can't, darling. Honestly, Matt.
Well, you can ask Debbie yourself. She's going to be over later in the week.
Yeah, right, well, I'll do that. Now, if you'll excuse me...
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, right. Oh, poor boy. You can see he's got his hands full.
I thought he'd want to know.
Well, this is hard at the moment.
I'd want to know if it was my business.
Yes, well. Look, anyway, never mind that. Did you say what I thought you said?
Don't know, what was that?
Oh, stop playing games, Matt. Are we really going for a weekend in New York?
You up for it?
You just try me.
Well, you know what you got to do. No more secret trifles for a start.
So what are we all having? Have we decided?
Well, I'm having the beef.
Good choice.
Only because it's the best in the world, as...
Quite right.
Pip thinks we should be selling our milk direct too, don't you, Pipsqueak?
Well, Oliver does.
It'd be lovely if we could. Life isn't quite that simple, I'm afraid.
Oliver's going to make cheese too.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Just the surplus milk, apparently.
Do you think it'll be nice cheese?
It should be. Helen's going to help him make it, and she's a real expert.
I know.
How you getting on, Josh? Have you made up your mind yet?
I think I'll have the chicken.
Good. How about you, Ben?
I need a wee.
All right. Let's just wait till everyone's ordered.
What are you going to have, love?
I think I'll have the chicken as well.
You ought to have the beef.
Well, Mummy can have whatever she likes. It's Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
I think I'll have the beef, though.
Good.
Yep, definitely. The beef it is. So, you having a nice day?
I'm having a wonderful day.
Good. And for the record, I'll be doing the milking when we get home, okay?
No, you won't.
Come on, this is your day.
And I've had a lovely, relaxing morning. It won't do me any harm at all to do a couple of hours in the parlour this afternoon.
Right, what do we think, kids? Are we going to allow this or not?
No!
No, says Josh.
I think you should do the milking, Dad, and I'll help you.
Thanks, Pip. And what do you say, Ben?
I need a wee.
Right, it's no then. That's unanimous. Mum has the whole day off.
You're all spoiling me rotten.
Well, that's no bad thing, eh?
Come on, Ben. Let's get you to the loo.
Okay.
Are we going to have a drink? You fancy some wine?
You should, don't you?
Definitely. Then we can drink a toast, eh, kids?
To the best mum in the world.
Yeah!
I should warn you now. I won't be cheap.
Oh, no one could ever accuse you of that, my love.
You know, this abstinence business, it's new territory to me. What the consequences might be, I shudder to think.
What might they be?
I'm fighting powerful forces here, Tiger.
Oh, yeah?
For all I know, they'll come flooding out the moment I set foot in Bloomingdale.
Well, I'm prepared to take my chance.
Yes, well, not to mention the physical changes.
More physical changes?
I can't believe you haven't noticed. Look at me. Can't you see the difference?
You lost weight?
Give the man a coconut.
Oh, yeah, no, I can see it now.
10 pounds since I gave up the drink.
You are certainly looking trim, Pussycat. Mm. I can't deny that.
You're just hanging off me now, most of my wardrobe. I mean, look at this one.
Ah, you're saying you need new outfits?
Several.
Oh, wow.
And New York's the place to buy them, no question about that.
Better than Cheltenham?
Marginally.
Oh, need to bring me plastic then. That's if you make it through until Easter.
Do you mean if?
Well, we're not there yet, Pussycat.
I hope you're not harbouring the illusion that I'm going to fail now.
Let's wait and see, shall we?
Well, it's not going to happen, darling, believe you me.
Well, I'm delighted to hear it.
Just you have those credit cards handy.
I'll be keeping an eye on you, of course. I mean, you'd expect that.
You can gawp as much as you like, darling. It won't do you any good.
Well, we'll see.
My advice to you is to get those flights booked now. You get a better deal that way.
Right you are, darling. Well, we'll see you on Thursday. Yes, me too. Bye, darling. Bye.
Any sign of Adam yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, hope he's not going to be late.
That was Debbie. She's going to be home on Thursday.
Oh, lovely.
She's only here a few days, but if we have the meeting on Sunday...
How is she?
Oh, good form, by the sound of it. Looking forward to a few days in Ambridge.
Oh, but she can't stay a bit longer.
She's arranged to see a couple of contractors. Find out if they're up to taking on our arable work.
Oh, right.
Jenny, as I keep saying, I'm exploring all the options. I haven't made any decisions yet.
Yes, all right.
Well, don't sound so enthusiastic. Would you like the idea of getting a place in the sun?
I do. I love it.
Well, to do that, we need to release capital. Been through all this.
Yes, I know.
You're not going off the idea, are you?
No, not at all. It's just, well...
Yes?
Look, Adam's thrilled that you want him to expand. Well, of course he is.
I knew it had to be Adam.
Well, he really feels we can do the arable too.
Jenny, he's got a marvellous opportunity on this farm, with or without the arable work.
I know.
I've said we'll back him in any reasonable plan to develop the soft fruit side. Or the venison. Or the sheep come to that.
It's the arable, though. He sees that as a sort of badge of proper farming.
I know he does. It's ridiculous.
But it's how he feels.
So what are you saying? Our plans have to go by the board because it doesn't suit Adam?
I just feel we need to support him.
Oh, Jenny.
Or maybe in a while, when he and Debbie are on a more even keel.
And when's that going to be? This year? Next year?
Anyway, we can't talk about it now.
No.
And you will try and be positive about his ideas?
Of course, I've told him so.
Thank you, darling.
And apart from the arable, things he's talking about make a good deal of sense.
How long do you think we'll go on this morning?
Not too long, I hope. There's only Adam's proposals. And the fertiliser order, of course.
That's good. I was hoping to get over and see Mum later.
Was everything all right?
No, not really. She got a cold and Jack's being difficult. I said I'd go over and give her some moral support.
Well, I'm hoping we'll be finished by 10.
Morning.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, darling.
How are we all this morning?
Well, we're fine, thanks. Trust you've got some killer facts to hit us between the eyes.
Better than that. I've got some killer numbers.
Right, well, let's get to it. Got the coffee on, Jenny?
Nigel, they're here. here.
Yeah, great. Hey, Lizzie.
Brilliant. Must have been your phone call yesterday.
I think so.
Well done.
Well, I just reminded them how much work we've put their way over the past couple of years.
They must have made thousands out of us.
And then I told them how these new people were phoning us every other week for business.
Well, they are.
Not every other week.
Well, we should have given them the order.
Well, we didn't. And in the end, the old firm has come up trumps.
Well done, Nigel.
Rather a good result, I think.
Absolutely. Now all we've got to do is keep the momentum going.
Oh, get the work started, you mean?
Well, we've stood for days staring at piles of bricks before. We should chase them up.
Yeah, good point, Lizzie.
So how about another assertive phone call headed in their direction?
I'll get onto it right away.
And tell them it has to be finished by the week before Easter.
Absolutely.
It's not negotiable. Make sure they understand that.
Lizzie, it'll be done, okay?
Yes, sorry. Right, well, I'm going to leave you to it.
I'll see you later, then. There's something else we need to talk about.
Oh, yes.
An idea I've had. I'll tell you all about it over coffee.
You've got me intrigued.
I hope you're going to like it. It's got me quite excited.
As you can see, the main proposals for an expansion of the protected fruit. I'm suggesting we increase the tunnel area by 50%.
Ooh, how's that going to go down with the planners?
Well, I don't know. If we're going ahead with these proposals, I thought I'd go and see them informally.
Ah, good idea. But say we went ahead with this extra tunnelling. What would be the marketing plan?
More varieties, a longer season, maybe move into raspberries.
For local markets mostly, then?
Definitely. Farmers markets, farm shops, garage sales. But using supermarkets opportunistically, like we did last year.
Great, yeah, sounds good to me.
Well, I reckon the local market's got a long way to go, yeah.
And is this the thinking behind your Hassett Hills idea?
To be honest, we've never made the most of the brand. You've got the turnover figures in front of you.
Well, not exactly exciting, are they?
Well, they've grown a bit.
Nothing like they could have done. For a start, we need to organise our production within the group. I'm going to suggest to the others that Home Farm concentrates on early lambs.
And get rid of the March lambing, as you said.
Yep. There's a couple of guys who could easily make up the shortfall in the summer.
Yes. Yes, I've been thinking along similar lines myself. But I have to say, the upfront costs are a bit higher than I was expecting.
This is the, this 30 grand figure, is it?
But that's nothing. I mean, look at the increase in turnover.
It's speculative, I thought.
It's perfectly realistic.
Oh, I don't think it's a huge sum.
No, you wouldn't.
Oh, Brian.
The point is, we could afford it out of profits, especially with the prices we've been getting for wheat.
Maybe.
So there's absolutely no need to go down the road of flogging off the arable machinery.
Look, it's not quite that simple, I'm afraid.
Why not?
There's another reason we may need to raise some capital. Jenny and I are thinking of investing in a property abroad somewhere.
Ah, so that's it.
We haven't decided anything yet. It's just something we thought we might like to do.
No wonder you're so keen on Debbie's idea.
Well, I thought you'd be pleased your mother and I wanted to spend more time together.
No, I am. I just don't see why you have to emasculate the farm to do it.
That's a bit OTT, don't you think? Well,
so what would you call it? Giving up our freedom to farm this land the way we want?
It's not like that.
I'm sorry, I'm not getting into this again. It's obvious your mind's made up.
Oh, it isn't, Adam. Really, it
isn't. You've got my figures. You know what I think? Now I've got work to do.
Are we done here now?
Have you finished those other four arcs?
Yeah. All strawed down in shipshape.
Well, that's you done then. Thanks very much.
What about you?
I've only got these two to do.
Right, I'm going to nip into town and get that paint.
What's the great rush?
I want to get the sitting room done.
OK, we'll do it at the weekend.
Well, why don't we do it today?
It's going to take longer than an evening.
Well, what if I start this afternoon?
I thought you had this big marketing project to do. The one you thought was going to be a nightmare.
We've got to get the house right, Tom.
And we will.
We could easily finish the sitting room if we both worked on it.
Oh, no, no, no.
But why not? You're nearly done here. You said so.
Because I've got a million office jobs to do as well. There's invoices to get out, plus I've got loads of ordering.
So do it tomorrow.
Bren, come on, be reasonable. I've got no jazzer today. There's a heap of paperwork you could ski down.
Okay, I get the picture.
How's about you make a start, and I'll give you a hand this evening, all right?
You're all heart.
That's what they all say.
So we've agreed on morning blush, have we?
Looked all right, didn't it, from the tester pot?
That's what I'll get, then.
You had your own morning blush this morning. You know that?
And who's
thought's that, Tom Archer?
I'm not complaining.
Good. You're dropping straw down my back.
Sorry.
How do you like living with me?
Oh, you know, it's been all right so far, I suppose.
It'll get better. Believe me.
What time did you say you were getting back with paint?
I didn't.
Well, I'll have another look at that office work. Maybe I can get it done early.
What if we went green? What if we turned ourselves into Borsetshire's first ever green conference and wedding centre?
Nigel.
What do you mean, oh, Nigel? I haven't told you about it yet.
Sorry.
I reckon the market's ripe for it, Lizzie. If you think our people's attitudes have changed, even in the last couple of years...
That's true.
People want to do something. They've heard the warnings. They've taken them on board. Now they want to make a difference in their own lives.
But are they willing to pay for it?
If you offer them something good, yes, I'm sure they are.
So what exactly would we be offering?
Loads of things. A lot more local foods for a start.
How?
We could put them in the orangery straight away. There's only a bit of local stuff in there at the moment.
OK, that's the orangery. How are we going to get the caterers on board?
I don't know. I'll have to talk to them. But if we say we want more organic and more local foods, they're not going to object, are they?
They might.
Why should they? It's a purely commercial transaction. You just negotiate a price.
I'm not sure it'll be that easy.
OK, if they don't like it, we'll get new caterers.
And what on earth is a green wedding?
The sky's the limit. We could have eco-friendly presents, eco-friendly dresses, eco-friendly honeymoons.
You think so?
Then you're into natural cosmetics, organically grown flowers, a digital wedding photography. Oh, I could go on and on.
Yeah, I get the idea.
Not really selling this to you, am I, Lizzie?
No, I'm sorry, Nigel. I know your heart's in it.
My head's in it too. I just know it's going to take off.
Well, I'm not so sure. People have all sorts of good intentions, but when it comes to forking out the cash, the ideals go out of the window.
A little while ago, I would have agreed with you. But not anymore. Things are changing.
I'm not so sure.
Will you at least think about it?
Of course.
Thanks.
But the bottom line is, we've got a business to run, a big business with big overheads.
I know that.
And we can be as principled as we like, but if we can't get paying punters through those doors week in and week out, we're bust. Big time.
So, is this more fun than sending out invoices?
Marginal. You get more coffees in the office.
I'll make you one in a minute.
Cheers. I'll tell you one thing. It definitely beats doing the pigs on a wet morning.
You'll have Jazza back tomorrow.
Yeah, what would I do without him?
You'd be in trouble.
Wouldn't I just? Not that I'd want him knowing that, though, so not a word, eh?
Yeah, don't worry.
I like him to think he's just about affordable, but there's a couple of Polish guys always pushing me for work.
Did I say you were all heart?
Yep, you did.
I was wrong. You are 99% cash register.
Oh, cheers, Brent.
This is looking very good.
Yeah, not bad, is it?
I think I'll move the table over by the window and I can put my laptop on it.
Oh, I see. So this is more for your benefit, eh?
Well, I'm going to be working from home a lot. That could be to your benefit.
Hello? Anyone at home?
Adam, is that you?
Yeah.
Oh, come on through.
Hi.
Oops. Oh, hang on, we'll move it.
Sorry.
There you go.
Hi, Adam.
Hey. This is looking good.
Yeah, coming on, isn't it?
Is there a problem? Piz got out again.
No, nothing like that.
Oh, good.
I just wanted a quick word. You weren't in the office, so I thought I'd try here. You don't mind?
No, it's fine.
Hey, can I get you a coffee?
Oh, it's okay, I won't hold you up. I just wanted to ask you, Tom, when you might be moving the pigs.
Oh, right, I see.
There's no great rush, and I need to get it ploughed.
Well, it depends a bit on Jazza, but I'd say definitely by the end of next week.
Great.
You sure you won't have a coffee? We're having one anyway.
Well, perhaps if you're making one.
Yeah, no problem.
If you've got another brush, I could give you a hand for a bit.
Oh, we've got plenty of brushes.
If that's okay, I wouldn't want to get in the way.
Oh, no, you wouldn't be doing that. We'd be glad of the help, wouldn't we, Bran?
Definitely. But haven't you got farm stuff to do?
Yeah, loads. But right now, I've had about all I can take of the place.
Oh, dear.
It'll be good to do something totally different for a bit.
Eddie, you seen this?
What is it, love?
It's a piece in the Courier.
They're having a town choir competition.
Oh, well, that'll suit you, any size of your mouth.
Oh, yeah, very funny. Any more baiting going?
Hang on a minute. The winner will become Courier Crier for a year, appearing at selected Borsetshire events.
There you are, you get a chance to shoot your mouth off all over the county. No change there, then.
Meets will be held at various venues on Easter Monday. The competition is open to all readers.
What's this got to do with me, Clarice?
That sounds like a bit of fun.
It seems like a load of rubbish. Like everything else in that rag.
We're even having one of the heats in Ambridge.
Look, I ain't interested. Now, if there's a couple more rashers there's going...
£20 prize to the winner of each heat.
Oh, big deal.
There's a giant Easter egg. Oh, that must be for the kiddies.
Very gentle.
Hey, Clary, would you get to wear one of them three-cornered hats?
I don't know. Let's have a look.
And they has them frock coats and breeches, don't they? Oh, well, you'd look good in them, Eddie. You've got the belly for it.
Ain't no fat on me. Not since I gave up the booze.
Well, who are you kidding? You got more finish than a three-year-old steer.
Oh, don't talk daft. It's all muscle.
Yeah, it says here the winner will be provided with a costume and all reasonable expenses will be paid for attending official events.
There'll be a few quid in it, I shouldn't wonder.
Yeah, why don't you have a go, Eddie? Eh? It'll give you something else to think about instead of the drink.
You're joking, ain't you?
No, go on. Get you out and about. Think of the people you'll meet.
Oh, it'll be your posh charity dues.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Oh, nothing but Fionas and Penelopes. No, thank you very much.
Could be a nice little learner, though, Eddie. You thought about that?
Oh, you ain't going to make a lot on expenses, are you?
Depends how generous they are.
Oh, I doubt it.
Besides, what's to stop you making a few extra appearances, eh?
But on the side, you mean?
Well, why not? You'll have the costume.
You got a point there, don't you?
Oh, I might know you two'd see a scam in it somewhere.
What have you got to do, Clary? Does it say?
Yeah, you have to prepare your own cry. It's got to be between 80 and 100 words.
Hang on a minute. I'd need somewhere to practice.
What's wrong with here?
Well, me screaming at the top of my voice. Oh, you couldn't put up with that.
What's wrong with when I'm at work?
No. Well, it wouldn't be fair to her next door.
Yeah, up in the field. That's the obvious place.
Quite right,
Dad. Oh, no, I ain't handing over the key to that shed.
I'm not thinking about the cider.
Not half, you're not.
It's just I could get in there and bawl at the top of my voice. It'd be perfect.
I tell you what, why don't I go up and shift the cider back into the container?
Good idea, Dad.
Yeah, so what about it then, Clary? You'll have all the booze under lock and key in Eddie Levy's rehearsal room.
Can I trust you, Joe?
Oh, Clary, that's very hurtful.
Yeah, but I know you two. When drink's involved, you're both as bad as one another.
All the cider will be locked away. On my honour.
More coffee, Tiger?
Yeah, please, then I must get off.
Busy day.
Nah, back-to-back meetings, I'm afraid, all very dull.
Oh, poor you.
Oh, cheers.
I expect you'll manage to turn them to your advantage.
Oh, I hope so. You know the key to business success? A high boredom threshold. And what are you up to today?
Oh, I thought I might give Daphne Anderson a ring. See how she's getting on with this new husband of hers.
Oh, yeah, is he the one who made his money out of ornaments?
Yeah, that's him. Victorian brass, only they're not Victorian, they're not brass and they're made in China.
So what is it, lunch?
Oh, might as well, I suppose. You're going to be out all day, I assume?
Afraid so, puss. Chances are I shan't be back before 7:30 or 8.
Oh, well, I might as well enjoy myself then.
Yeah, you go for it.
Think I will.
Only you will remember our little arrangement, won't you? I wouldn't want you to miss out on the New York trip.
It's not going to happen, Tiger, believe me.
Oh, it's blooming cold in here. Put the heater on, Dad.
Right, you are.
Right, I'll just pour us a glass.
No, you can't do that, Eddie.
Don't be daft. That's what we've come here for, ain't it?
Well, you may have done. I've come to shift that cider keg next door.
Oh, come on, Clary's not going to know.
Don't matter. I give her my word. That's like a solemn promise.
Yeah, well...
And even if she don't know, there's someone who will. There's someone who knows everything.
Oh, don't get religious on me, Dad.
A promise is a promise.
Oh, give us a hand with this keg, then.
Uh-huh.
I've still got that booze in the van. Or are you going to tell her about that at all?
Nope.
Good.
I made a promise over the cider. That other stuff's between you and your conscience.
Well, me and my conscience are in complete agreement. What the...
Hey, up.
Hey?
What's going on here, then?
Oh, blimey, he nearly gave me a heart attack.
Yeah, it must be a guilty conscience.
Yeah, well, excuse me, will you?
All right, Grandad, well, do you want me to do that?
Oh, well, he's just going to lock it away in the container.
Well, I'll do it for you. Then you don't have to worry.
What are you doing here, William?
Mum asked me to look in.
Your mum did?
Yeah, seems she didn't trust you. Reckoned you were both sneaking up here for a crafty drink.
We weren't, was we, Eddie? Of course not.
Yeah.
Your granddad was just on his way next door to lock it up.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Mum wanted me to do it, so I can save you the trouble, Grandad.
Oh, she don't trust us, Eddie.
She don't? Well, this way, no one's going to get tempted, are they?
Thanks a lot, son. And shut the door. Oh, hurts it, does it?
It does.
Well, you can't complain. You was cheating and you wrote.
Don't matter. It still hurts when your own wife don't trust you.
Me, I was doing exactly what I promised her.
Oh, you can't win with women, Dad. You ought to know that by now.
Oh, I did.
As soon as William disappears, I shall have a drink of the other stuff.
You know what, Eddie? I'm going to join you.
Hello, Pussycat.
Matt, what are you doing home?
Well, would you believe it? Sammy Jenkins phoned to say he couldn't make it.
Oh, not again.
I know, I could get paranoid about this.
And what about all those meetings?
Well, no point, not without Sammy's report.
Oh, so you called them off?
Yeah, afraid so.
Oh, all of them.
Yeah, infuriating, I can tell you.
Oh, must have been.
And how was your lunch?
Oh, nothing special, really.
Well, surprising, it's nearly 4 o'clock.
Goodness, is it that late?
Still, when you're enjoying yourself, eh?
Yes, yes, the hours just fly by.
Now, I have got a little surprise for you.
Really? Oh, Tiger.
Yeah, in my bag. Yeah, here we are.
Oh, how lovely. A breathalyzer.
Yep. You just pull out the little mouthpiece, like so. Now find the switch. There you go.
Well, why don't you go first, then?
No point, Pussycat. I haven't been for a long lunch, have I? Well, go on, then.
You want me to blow into it now?
Why not? Just a bit of fun.
I mean, it's not going to show anything. I mean, nothing's going to turn red.
Ah, this one doesn't go red. It tells you your exact blood alcohol level.
All in that little box. How clever.
Now, you just give it a little blow. Perfect.
Well, what's the reading, then?
That's odd.
Why, what's it say? Show me.
0.04.
Oh. Well, that's practically zero, isn't it, Tiger?
Yeah.
You see? Not a drop has passed my lips, and there's you thinking I'd succumb to temptation.
No, not at all, Pussycat. I knew you'd be all right.
Did you?
Yeah, I trust you implicitly. This was just by way of, you know, encouragement.
Oh, well, thank you, darling.
No, I can assure you I am looking forward to this New York trip as much as you are.
I don't think so, Tiger. Not quite as much.
It's come to summit when you has to get the boy to check up on his own granddad.
I'm sorry, Joe, but I didn't want to put temptation in your way.
Well, I told you, Grandad.
Let's be honest, when it comes to drink, you and Eddie do have a little weakness, shall we say. It's in your genes.
I give you my word, Jerry.
Yeah, I know you did.
And it wasn't good enough for you.
I thought I'd take the responsibility off you, Joe.
Very considerate, I'm sure.
And I'm very grateful to you, Will.
That's okay, Mum.
Knew I could rely on you.
I don't want to see Dad slip back either.
Of course you don't.
It's not just the money for the church. I want to see him do it.
Exactly.
Right, I'm off to practice me cry.
Oh, you've written it, have you?
Yeah, 86 words.
Oh, let's hear it then, Dad.
Oh, no, not till I've had some practice. I've got to work up me decibels. I'll see you later, love.
Yeah, bye-bye, Eddie. Don't you go near that pub, will you?
Well, there's no point. They wouldn't serve me if I did.
True.
See ya.
Yeah. See you, Dad.
Bye.
Ta.
courier crier, honestly.
Ace stands a good chance. He knows how to bowl when he wants to.
Yeah, he don't mind performing either. All in country and western gigs.
Well, in about performing, so quickly you can spread a bit of tittle-tattle.
I suppose it is.
Yeah, well, we better hope Linda Snell don't go in for it. When it comes to spreading tittle-tattle, she'd win hands down.
Who's that?
It's only me, darling.
Oh, Lillian, come in.
I would if I could.
Oh, hang on. Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, it's a bit stiff.
So was I standing out there. Oh, you've got a nice fog worked up in here.
Yeah, it's a good heater, that.
All mod cons, eh?
Well, we do our best.
I saw your van outside. I thought I'd call in and claim succour.
Claim what?
Assistance, darling. Notably a drink.
Ah, right. Well, you've come to the right place. Excuse the jam jars.
Never mind the jars, darling. I'd just as soon not drink pig tonic, though.
What? Oh, no, it ain't pig tonic. It's scotch.
How clever of you.
I'm only drinking out of the jam jars for security reasons. Cheers.
Bottoms up. Oh. Oh, that's good. Splendid little refuge you've got here, darling.
Yeah, all right, isn't it, eh? Proper home from home.
Yeah, you're lucky to have it.
You're getting a lot of grief, too.
Just a bit. Matt pulled a breathalyzer on me today. By sheer chance, I had to cancel lunch with a friend at the last minute.
Oh, that was lucky.
Mum's been off colour, you see, the last couple of days, and I had to go and help out with Jack.
Oh, he did you a favour, then, in a manner of speaking.
But I'm going to have to do something about that blasted breathalyzer. I mean, New York. It's far too much to lose on this one now.
You ready then, Bert?
Yeah.
Right.
And lift.
Oh, he's a ton.
Hey, it's solid, all right. Oh.
You okay?
Yeah.
Mind your head on the door frame. Should have put the light on in here.
We'll manage.
Right. Down here, I think. How long you had this thing?
Ooh, 35 years. Used to belong to Frieda's mum.
Don't make sofas like that anymore.
Well, he might not look much.
No, it's very handsome.
Oh, Frieda's fond of it anyway. That's why she wants me to mend the springs.
What about the upholstery?
She wants me to do that too. I've told her it's a skilled job.
Yeah, too right.
People do apprenticeships in it. Then they have to work at it for years before they knows the job.
Yeah.
Ah, Frieda reckons I can just get a book out the library and get on with it.
Well, best of luck, Bert.
I reckon I'll need it.
Look, there's just one thing. You're not going to leave it here long, I hope.
Oh, no, I shouldn't think so.
Only we do have to use this workshop from time to time.
Ah, but you think about it, though, David. You can tell your Ruth you're doing a job in the workshop, then plonk yourself down in here for a couple of hours' kip.
I don't think I'd get away with it somehow.
No, I dare say you wouldn't.
I hope that's not what you're thinking of, Bert.
Well, I reckon I'm entitled. The hours I've spent working on that church wall the last couple of days.
Oh, right.
No, don't worry, I'll soon have it out your way.
Well, if you'll excuse me, Bert, I've got some top dressing to do.
Oh, there's something else, David. I'll keep you a minute.
Yeah, was it?
Well, that bit of sacrificed pasture where the cows have been exercising, you planning to plough it up soon?
That's the idea, yeah, when I can get round to it.
Well, now I might be able to help you out there.
Oh, yeah?
It's time I had a bit of practice if I'm going to enter the match this year.
Oh, I see.
So why don't I do it with a Massey? It'd help me keep my hand in.
That's a great idea, Bert. You'd be doing us a favour.
Yeah, right. Well, I may as well get on with it then.
Yeah, hang on, but what about the sofa?
Oh, I shan't forget it. Don't you worry.
Good.
But I might as well make a start on the ploughing while the weather's so good.
Right, let's have a look at the temperature.
How critical is it at this stage?
Very. Once the starter's gone in, we need to hold it very close to 30.
Right.
Let's see. We're on 27 at the moment. I think we'll give it a couple more minutes.
What happens if you're under?
Well, basically, you don't get the rate of biological activity.
Ah, and if you're over?
You can kill off your starter. You've got to be precise in this business.
Yeah, well, it's also fascinating.
Oh, it can be. It can also be very frustrating.
Yeah, I bet.
There's no guarantee we're going to get a saleable cheese out of this, you know. Even with all the science, you can never be quite sure of the outcome.
Well, you must have a better chance than most with all your experience.
I'd like to think so, but you never know.
Hey, how's your Borsetshire Blue going?
Pretty well.
Yeah, well, you seem to see it everywhere at the moment.
That's because you're looking at cheeses you probably never noticed before.
Well, we do now. Especially around South Borsetshire.
Oh, yeah, I'm really pleased about that. I've tried to keep it local.
Well, you've done a great job.
Oliver, I hate to be a pain, but would you mind putting on that hat again?
Oh, sorry, of course.
I know we're only trying out a few recipes, but I always think it's a good idea to stick to the rules.
Absolutely. I'm the same in our own little dairy.
Oh, then. 28. Nearly there.
So what are the chances of establishing another local cheese? I mean, would you really think?
Pretty good, I'd say. We haven't got as many good cheeses as you see in some parts of the country.
That's hopeful.
The thing is to go for something different, something that'll stand out.
Well, that's why I went for unpasteurised. Mm. There aren't many around here.
Yeah, it's definitely a good niche. And some have gone out, of course.
Well, why do you think that is?
Well, it's more risky. But you would have thought about that.
Yeah.
But if you get it right, you'll have a sizeable market yourself.
Well, that's what I thought.
Right, that'll do. I think we'll put the starter in.
Right.
Let's hope this is the first step to a new Borsetshire classic.
Hi, Nigel.
Hi, David.
You just cycled from Lower Locks, did you?
Yep. 24 minutes. A new record.
Oh, well done, mate. You put my exercise programme to shame.
I'm sorry, you're busy.
No, I'm just about to stick a bit of nitrogen on the silage ground.
Well, I mustn't hold you up.
Yeah, you're right for 5 minutes. What can I do for you?
I was hoping for a chat about local foods. How to source them, mainly. It's obviously not a good time.
Not great, no. What was it you wanted to know?
I'm keen to get more local stuff into our Orangery restaurant. Well, we've got your Hereford beef, as you know.
Yeah, going okay, is it?
Very well, but I want more in there. I thought you might have some ideas.
Well, there's a fair bit on offer within 10 miles of here.
Well, I want to get hold of it. It's mad not using local produce if it's there.
Good for you, mate.
I want to see Lower Locksley a much greener operation all round.
Right, and is Elizabeth up for this too?
Well, no, not entirely.
Oh.
She will be, I'm sure, but at the moment she's not totally convinced.
Well, maybe that's not altogether a bad thing.
You don't think it'll work either?
No, I didn't say that.
What do you mean, then?
Well, I mean that she's got a good business brain on her, my sister. You've come up with something that's going to mean a lot of changes.
True.
And if I know Elizabeth, she'll be mulling it over and trying to work out the commercial advantages.
And what if she doesn't see any?
Well, if there aren't any, would you want to do it?
I just feel we've got to show a bit of courage, all of us. Otherwise, what on earth are we going to hand on to our kids?
Yeah. I'd go along with that. Look, I really would actually like to discuss this, Nigel, but I have got to get this fertiliser off.
Yeah, I'll get out of your way.
All right. Hey, morning, Nigel.
Oh, hi, Bert.
How are you getting on, Bert?
Well, I've got the plough hitched up. We thought before I make a start, I'll see if there's any coffee going.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bert. I've got the top dressing to do.
Oh, right.
But if you want to go into the house, I'm sure Ruth will be happy to put the kettle on.
I mean, you saw him just after he found out about the beech trees, didn't you?
Yeah, I met him in Underwoods.
He was shocked to the core. It really upset him.
Yes, I could see that.
It made it all seem so real to him. So I know he feels passionate about it. And don't get me wrong, so do I.
Oh, well, it's a beautiful place.
Very. And he can't bear the thought of the children inheriting something less, something spoiled.
So what's the problem?
I feel mean even saying it.
Come on, be honest.
I'm terribly afraid it's not going to make us any money. Doesn't that sound awful?
No.
Well, my worry is it'll involve a lot of extra costs, and in the end, people won't be prepared to pay for them.
And that's it?
Isn't that enough? I mean, what if Nigel's plan makes the whole place unviable?
Oh, I don't think it will.
You don't?
No, I agree with Nigel. There's been a sea change in people's attitudes.
I mean, yeah, maybe there has.
We can see it at this place. We do get people phoning up occasionally to ask us if we source our food locally.
Really?
We've even had people ask us what we've done to reduce our carbon footprint. Oh. Can you imagine that coming up a couple of years back?
Okay, some people do feel like that. But are there enough of them to make a difference commercially?
Well, not for us. We know our market. The traditional country house hotel. But your operation's different.
I wouldn't call it traditional. It's more diverse.
Yes, exactly. The kind of thing Nigel's talking about could be a big draw.
You think so?
And you'd be the first to offer them around here.
Mm.
It may be a niche market at the moment. It could be a very lucrative one.
Yes, yes, okay, that's a good point.
Hey, you two, putting the world to rights.
Trying to. Hi, Helen.
Hi.
So, how's it gone?
Oh, pretty well, I think. What would you say, Helen?
I'd say I'm cautiously optimistic.
Well, that's good enough for me.
Oliver's become a cheesemaker, Elizabeth.
You're experimental.
Wow.
Yep, we've now got 4 different cheeses in store, and I thought my technical expert here deserved a decent lunch.
Quite right, too.
So if you two ladies will excuse us.
See you.
Bye.
We're off to talk about marketing, aren't we, Helen?
We certainly are.
Poor Helen. It's probably the last thing she wants to discuss over lunch.
Oh, he's such an enthusiast, isn't he, Oliver?
Yes, when he gets an idea in his head.
Like Nigel. There's never a dull moment.
Would you want it any other way?
Not really.
Neither would I. There's a lot of men Oliver's age settling down with their pipe and slippers.
There are.
Not my Oliver. Aren't I the lucky one?
So come on, make a guess. We've made 4 cheeses, so which one's going to be the winner?
Honestly, it's impossible to say.
Well, you don't have any sort of hunch?
Well, if you're pushing
me... Yes, I am.
All I can say is it's more likely to be one of the 2 semi-hard ones.
And not the hard ones?
Well, that's my guess. But that's all it is. You're really going to have to wait till next week.
OK, fair enough.
I'll turn them every day, and they'll still be very young when we look at them, but we should get some idea.
And if there's one that's any good, we can, what, tie it on a bigger scale?
If there is, yeah.
Well, there'll be one, surely.
Not necessarily. I told you.
Well, I think we're going to be lucky. That's my hunch.
You realise, Oliver, if you make a classic cheese, I shall probably never speak to you again.
I don't think that's very likely.
It's quite possible. Okay, they might all be rubbish. But on the other hand, one of them might become legendary.
Wouldn't that be wonderful, eh?
Not if it did better than Borsetshire Blue.
Oh, Helen, I'd feel awful.
I'm joking. I'd be as thrilled as you.
Well, if it was successful, it'd be entirely thanks to you.
No.
Helen, you are happy to work with me on this, aren't you? I mean, in all seriousness, I suppose I could be seen as a potential rival.
It's an expanding market, Oliver. There's room for all of us.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought, but...
To be honest, I'd enjoy the challenge. Getting a totally new cheese onto the market.
Do you mind if I join you?
Oh, of course not, darling. Have a seat.
Thanks.
Now, I should warn you, conversation's very cheesy.
Poor Helen. She could probably do the break.
No, really, it's exciting. I'm glad to be involved.
Well, let's hope it's a huge success.
Have some wine, darling.
Thanks.
And you can join us in a toast.
To a good cheese?
No. To artisan cheesemakers everywhere.
Here, here.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, great news, Lizzie. The builders are here.
I know. I saw them when I came in.
What a relief, eh?
It will be when they get the job finished on time.
Have you spoken to them?
No, not yet.
I think you should. And tell them how vital it is they meet the deadline.
Well, we told them that when they got the contract.
I still think it's an idea to tell the guys at the sharp end.
You're probably right.
I'll go and put them in the picture.
Oh, hang on a minute, Nigel. I've got something to tell you.
That sounds ominous.
Come on, sit down.
Ooh, so does that.
It's about your green weddings.
Look, Lizzie, I know it must seem a bizarre idea, but if you just think about it, I really believe it could work.
So do I.
I don't just mean as a PR exercise. I reckon there's a market out there.
I agree with you, Nigel.
What, you do?
I've thought about it, and I've also talked to Caroline.
And what did she think?
She thought it was great, with real commercial possibilities.
I know it is.
So, let's give it a go, shall we?
Oh, Lizzie, that's wonderful.
We'll take it a step at a time.
Absolutely. I'll do some serious research on the options.
Good.
Obviously, the green wedding service, if it happens, will run alongside our standard service.
It's got to.
But our normal weddings will be greener too, just because we are.
Absolutely.
And we'll just see how the market develops. It's going to be a success, Lizzie. We're going to make it work.
Go on. In you go. Go on.
Morning, Ed.
Oh, Oliver. What are you doing up this time?
I thought I'd give you a hand with the milking. Don't mind, do you?
No.
Good.
How'd the cheese making go?
Oh, pretty well, I think. We made 4 in the end. Oh, small ones, of course.
So, what happens now?
Well, we have a look at them sometime next week. See if any of them are going to make a classic.
Oh, Grange Farm cheese, think of that. Grandad will be over the moon.
Well, it's early days yet.
Yeah, of course.
We'll have to see how it turns out.
Right, I've got to go turn the generator on.
So hang on a minute, can you, Ed?
Yeah, sure.
I wanted a quick word about what this means. The move into cheese.
Oh, yeah?
Well, particularly as it's going to be unpasteurised cheese.
Well, that means the parlour's routine's got to be spot on, yeah?
Well, not just the parlour routine. Feeding, the health management, everything.
You don't know that, Oliver.
Well, of course you do. I'm not saying there's anything wrong, far from it.
Well, cell count's good, isn't it?
You're very good. Well, we can always do better. We've got to learn, you know, to be critical of ourselves.
How do you mean?
Don't get me wrong, you're doing a great job, Ed.
I hope so.
Now, all I'm saying is, from now on, it's going to be even more critical. It's attention to detail, and that's what matters.
Yeah, I can see that.
Now, when we start milking, I'm going to be watching everything. I may even challenge you on 1 or 2 points.
Are you checking up on me?
No, of course I'm not, promise you.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to establish the habit, for you as well as for me, of thinking about everything we do. That way we shouldn't get too many nasty surprises.
So it's not because you're unhappy with anything?
No, absolutely not. But I tell you what, Ed, I want you to come in the dairy one day next week. I'll fix it up with Mike.
And what for?
To go through exactly the same process there. You can put a white coat on and challenge us about what we're doing.
Well, like sort of sharing responsibility.
Yeah, if you like. The point is, if we're going to succeed, we're all dependent on one another. One weak link and, well, we're all out of a job.
Well, when you put it like that...
Well, it's about supporting each other, it really is.
Yeah, okay.
Right then. Let's make a start, shall we?
Yeah, Tom, give a hand with this arc, will you?
Sure, where do you want it?
Through this bog. A couple of metres to one side should do it.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Hey. Oh, this way. Okay, that'll do.
Right. They'll all be moving soon. Onto the new grass.
When are you going to do that?
How about Saturday?
Saturday? How much you paying?
Usual rate.
You're joking, have a lie on Saturday.
All right, I might be able to push it up a bit.
Well, I'll have to talk to my agent.
Look, if you don't want the job, I can get Adam to help me.
Well, wouldn't he count on it, mate? The mood he's in at the moment.
Yeah, you've got a point.
I hear he's had a big row with Debbie, who runs the farm.
I wouldn't know.
Oh, you ought to. I rely on you to dish the duck.
Unfortunately, they don't let me into their management meetings. That's where it all happens.
The Dallas in there, I've heard.
We'll be at the next one. Debbie's arriving home today.
What, for the big children?
Something like that.
Well, when they're finished arguing the toss about who runs what, maybe somebody will tell me if I've got a job.
Nah, you'll be okay.
Only because I've got the milk round. Still be nice to be told.
What about me? Maybe they'll decide to kick out my pigs.
No, all the bangers of yours are doing so well. Brian Aldridge can spot a good owner when he sees one.
I hope you're right.
Got it made, mate. Nice property on the farm.
Yeah, we have to pay rent on it.
Yeah, how's the lovely Brenda? Enjoying the new love nest?
Yeah, we both are.
I bet you are. You're looking awful tired lately, Tom. Wonder why that can be, yeah?
Not what you think.
Huh?
No, it's because she's got me up half the night painting the place.
Oh, unlucky, mate.
She's totally forgotten about her uni project work. It's full on painting and decorating.
Aye, they can get like that.
I wouldn't mind, but she expects me to drop everything and help her.
I'll tell you what, why don't I come early later and give you a hand?
Well, don't you want to go and get some sleep?
I don't need sleep. Get a couple of hours this afternoon.
Oh, that'll be great. With the three of us on it, we might get the kitchen finished.
Right, you're on.
Come on then, we'd better get these arcs done.
Hang on. We haven't discussed a rate for painting and decorating yet.
Oh, don't worry about it. Whatever it costs me, it'll be worth it, as long as it keeps Brenda happy.
Well, I have to say, you're doing a fine job, Ed.
Well, don't sound so surprised.
No, I'm not. I've always known that.
Well, then.
No, it's just nice to have it confirmed, that's all. I thought your parlour hygiene was excellent.
Yeah, well, I could have told you that.
Well, put it down to an old man's foibles, then.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I think we're nearly there. Oh, can you get the cutlery out? Right-hand drawer.
Yeah, sure.
Something about starting early that makes you ravenous, eh?
Well, there's nothing like a cooked breakfast.
Ah, oh, see you, ladies, can you?
Yeah, sure.
And so they're not staying. These eggs are very nearly ready.
There you are, Grandad.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Joe. Come in.
Something smells nice.
Well, we're just about to have breakfast. Want to join us?
Oh, I wouldn't say no. Have you got enough?
Yeah, yeah, plenty. Let's have another plate now, Ed.
Yeah, sure.
We thought I'd come over and give you Anne cleaning dame, but she's all done.
Yeah, we had two of us on this morning.
So we finished in good time.
Well, you would do.
But and the bread, if you would, Ed. It's by the fridge.
Yeah. Oh, you all right, Jasper?
Yeah, you're all right, I'll get it.
What?
Fine morning out there.
Certainly is.
There you go.
Thanks, Joe. Sit yourself down.
Oh, right, sure.
Yeah, well, it'll be a couple of hours, something like that, yeah? Yeah, all right, I'll see you then.
What are you and Jezza up to then?
Well, I'm going over Tom and Brenda's new place, helping with a bit of painting.
Sit down, Ed. Dish it up.
Well, they're paying you for it.
Well, I doubt it.
Well, he wants to get paid. He can afford it, isn't it, Tom Archer?
There you are. Help yourselves to bacon.
Oh, that looks great, Oliver.
Oh, very nice.
Eggs and sausages on the way.
I'll get started then, eh? And I want to hear all about this fancy new cheese you're making.
Hey, it's a daft idea. We fancy cheeses. We're good at it, the MD.
Oh, some of them are lovely.
Who buys them?
You've been to the cheese counter at Underwood's?
Once. Got away fast, I can tell you.
So you're not into your fine cheeses then, Jazza?
Oh, well, I don't mind a wee bit of strong cheddar in a sandwich with a bit of pickle on it.
Yeah, I see.
Especially with a pint, in fact. No, I think about it. Forget the sandwich, I'll just have the pint.
Jazza?
What?
You've missed a bit.
Oh, haven't
I? Yeah, you have. There. Look.
That wee bit. Who's going to notice that?
Well, I did.
Fussy, eh?
Hello?
Hi, Ed. Come in.
Jazza said you could do some help.
Oh, don't just lock the door.
Oh, sorry.
Frame's still wet.
Thanks for coming, Ed.
Oh, it's no problem.
Let me find you a brush.
Half an hour ago, Tom was going to make us our cup of coffee. Nothing's happened yet, but...
Okay, I'll put the kettle on.
Well done, mate.
Got to keep the workers happy.
I'm just talking about Oliver's cheese, Ed. Where'd they get such a daft idea? It's not a daft idea.
No, it's not. Here, have a brush.
No, cheers.
You wouldn't like to start down the other end, would you? It's just otherwise we're going to get in each other's way.
Yeah, fun. The thing is, you had a nice wee business going with the milk. How could you know just stick to that?
Well, you got to move on in business, ain't you? Can't stand still. Plus, he's using the milk, ain't he?
It's another value-added product. Makes the business stronger.
Yeah, rich man's hobby, if you ask me. What does your dad think about it, Brenda?
He doesn't seem that interested, to be honest. So long as the milk keeps coming.
I bet.
He just keeps going on about the maypole at the moment.
What?
He's meant to be making one with David and people. He'll probably end up doing it all himself.
I'm surprised David's got time. Brookfield's lost two guys in the past few months, remember?
Oh, that's true.
Probably having a run like hell to stand still right now.
I just hope Dad doesn't get landed with it all.
Maypoles and fancy cheeses. This place gets mer and mer bizarre.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I sometimes don't think I'm living in the real world anymore, in the middle of some virtual reality game.
Go on, in you go. Okay, Joe.
Right, sure.
Now there's a fine sight.
They're in good condition. Nice bit of bloom on their coats.
He's done them well, young Ed.
Stockman, see? In his blood.
Yeah, that'll be it.
Cows always did well in this field.
Is that a fact?
Turn them in here and they yielded go up straight away. Butterfat too, more often than not.
How interesting.
You still looking after the SSSI?
Oh, of course. Well, you can't really see it at the moment. It's too early.
Come June, it'll be a picture.
It's wonderful.
I used to love to see it every year. All them purple knapweeds and the yellow rattle. And lots of them granny's apron we used to call them.
Well, what do they look like?
Little white flowers. They all come in a clump.
Meadow saxifrage.
Whatever. Very pretty they look.
Well, you must come up in June. I think you'll be pleased with the way they're looking.
Eddie was always wanting to put a bit of nitrogen on. Ministry will never notice, he used to say.
Well, I hope he didn't.
Oh, no, I wouldn't let him. You might think I'm daft, but... I always fancied them plants put something extra in the milk.
I think they probably do.
They used to look at me as if I was a plum shorter of a pudding, but look how well the cows do on here. Stands to reason it's got to put goodness in the milk.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You take them two boys of his, strong as an ox, they are, both of them. Neither of them had a day's illness in their lives, touch wood.
And you put that down to the milk?
Drunk it all their lives, straight out the tank.
Well, the environmental health people wouldn't agree with you.
Well, they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah. I'm wondering how they're going to react to us making unpasteurized cheese.
They ain't going to like it.
I don't suppose they are.
But never did this family no harm. You tell them that.
Yeah, I will, Joe.
Proper pasture, that's what cows need. With all the clovers and herbs in it.
Well, we're doing our best to continue the tradition, Ed and me.
What for you?
Perhaps we're foolish, I don't know. All I can say is our customers seem to appreciate the milk.
Here, you thought any more about taking the milk and bale around the pastures this summer?
You never did that, did you, Jay?
No, but there were people around here who did. I ain't going back a few years, mate.
Well, it's something I'd like to try. Not sure we'll get round to it this year, though.
That's a pity.
Yes, I know. What with everything else going on? The new cheese and that.
Well, you don't want to take too much, though.
So maybe we'll try it out next year, huh? If we've got everything else on course.
I don't know if I've ever said this to you, but I want you to know how we do appreciate what you've done for our Edward.
Oh, it's nothing.
I'll be honest with you. When you first moved in here, me and Eddie didn't have a lot of time for you.
Well, quite understandable.
But you stuck by our Edward when a lot of folks wouldn't. You saw the good in him we knew was there.
Joe, I took on Ed because I could see he had a lot of talent. And he's proved me right.
Well, we're obliged to you, all of us.
Thanks, Joe.
You has a lot of success on this farm, you and Edward together.
How many more?
A couple should do it.
Anything else we need?
See, barbed wire, staples, wire strainers. Yep, that seems to be about it.
Lunch boxes in the front. I think we're ready to go.
Okay.
Right.
Spoke too soon.
Morning, Bert.
You off to do some fencing?
Got it in one, Bert.
Yeah, we're off to do that bit along by Leader's Wood.
And a bit time, too. How long have I been saying it wants doing?
Well, now we're doing it.
And what are you up to today, Bert?
Well, I thought I'd finish a bit of ploughing.
You're not still at it?
Oh, you can't rush it, you know. Not if you wants to make a proper job.
Of course you can't, Bert.
In case you'd forgotten, I'm meant to be brushing up my technique, ready for the new competition season.
Yeah. Is there any chance that you could get that sofa of yours sorted out?
As soon as I get the ploughing done, I'll make a start, all right?
Well, we would appreciate it, but...
Yeah, I'll soon have it out of your way, don't worry.
Well, have a good day.
Yeah, and you enjoy your fencing.
Thank you. We'll stroll over later, see if that ploughing's up to standard.
Well, I don't think you'll find much to complain about. See you, Bob.
See you, Bert.
When was it he started on that job?
Wednesday. And he's still at it. I could have knocked it off in a day.
Oh, well.
He's obviously in no hurry to do feeder's DIY jobs. And we seem to be his main alibi.
Hello, Tiger.
Lillian, nice surprise. Don't often see you in the office.
Well, I'm bored.
Oh, sorry to hear that, my love.
Thought you might want to whisk me off to Paris for lunch.
Oh, if only I had the time.
How about Stratford, then? Lunch and a bit of shopping?
No can do, I'm afraid I.
Oh, well, thought I'd give you the chance.
Hi.
Oh, Adam, darling, just in time. How would you like to take me to lunch?
Believe me, Lillian, there's nothing I'd rather have done.
Well, come on, then.
Unfortunately, the forces of darkness are gathering.
Well, boo sucks to them. Come anyway.
Another time, really.
All right, darling.
I was looking for Debbie, actually.
No, you missed her. She's gone to see another of these contractors.
Damn. Have to catch up with her later.
Oh, that reminds me. She left a folder with me, background data on contractor costs, that sort of thing. She wanted me to pass it on to you when I'd read it. Something about a meeting on Sunday.
That would be it.
Unfortunately, I've left it at home. Yeah, why don't I drop it into you later?
Thanks, Matt, if you could.
Yeah, no problem.
And when Debbie gets back, can you tell her I'd appreciate a chat before the meeting? That's if she can spare the time.
Yeah, I'll tell her.
Thanks. See you.
But bye, darling. Oh, dear. Not a happy bunny.
Well, Debbie's got some powerful ideas. They're not always popular.
doesn't mean they're right.
It does not, my love.
Anyway, I'm off to Stratford.
Well, you have a lovely day.
Yep, well, I'll do my best.
Oh, and you will be careful, won't you, Pushcat? I've still got the breathalyzer safe and sound.
There you go, look.
Thanks.
Be careful, it's very hot.
Grass is looking good.
Yeah. Yeah, clover's come up well. Should mean better milk and less fertiliser.
And a big smile on your face when the margins come through, hopefully.
Not much sign yet.
You still think we did the right thing?
No question.
That's what I think.
Financially, we may not be in clover yet.
Very droll.
But if we hadn't gone down this route, we'd have been even worse off.
I was just thinking about Grange Farm. Could you ever have imagined Brookfield following the same policy?
Yeah, no. But the world's changed since those days.
True.
Look what's happened to the milk price. There's no way we could have gone on the way we were.
Do you reckon we made a mistake not selling direct like Oliver?
No, not with our setup. We've got to go on chipping away at our costs and upping our quality. If we do that, I reckon we'll come through it.
I hope so.
And I'll tell you something else. If anyone can make it work, you can.
Oh, David.
This is really lovely.
We'd better get on anyway.
Yeah, but let's have a bit of a break, shall we? Let's go over and look at this ploughing of Bert's.
Yeah, okay.
The time he's spent on it. It ought to be amazing.
Hey, not too bad, is it? What do you think?
Very good, Bert.
Oh, it went a bit wrong on me throw-out. That's because I'm rusty.
You on your finish yet?
Yeah, I'm nearly there.
Right, so you'll be making a start on that sofa, will you?
Well, I hope so.
Oh, God. Ah, by the way, I don't suppose you saw this week's Courier, did you, Bert?
No, I can't say I did. It usually goes straight in the bin, that one.
Oh, well, there was something that we thought might interest you.
Was there?
Yeah, you remember, Ruth. The Courier Crier.
Oh, that...
What's the Courier Crier when it's at home?
Well, the paper's appointing its own town crier. Whoever it is will go round all the big events in the county and, well, cry.
Is that a fact?
They're having some heats on Easter Monday. In Ambridge, as it happens.
They're not, are they?
Yeah, I just thought it might appeal.
For anyone who wanted to get out and about, it'd be ideal.
I'd have thought so.
Well, I'm much obliged. I'll have a look at it when I get home.
Afternoon, Brian.
Oh, Matt. Oh, we don't often see you around here.
Nah, it's that daughter of yours. She's got me on postal duties.
Was this for me?
Yeah, background notes on these contractors she's been to see. Asked me to pass them on.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
Yeah, she wants you and Adam to have a look at them before this meeting you've got coming up.
Yeah, Sunday.
Yeah, right.
But I suppose she's told you she wants to contract out our fieldwork.
Oh, yeah. She's right, too. I don't know what's taking you so long.
You think contracting's the answer?
Gotta be. All that expensive tackle.
You don't fancy a quick scotch, do you, Matt?
Ooh, could be tempted.
Well, let's go in the office, because I'd like to talk a bit more about this.
Okay, that'll do.
Tight enough?
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, I was thinking... You know we were talking about the clover?
Yeah.
Have we got the right sort of cows? Genetically, I mean.
You're not suggesting we change breeds?
No, we've got to stick with black and white.
I'd say so.
But we could think about breeding more the New Zealand type. Better grass animals.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Why don't we look through the catalogue and see what sort of genetics are available?
Yes, go for it. Aha! Here's Bert. Must have finished at last.
He'll be rushing home to look out his copy of the Courier.
Smart move on my part, wouldn't you say?
If it works.
Well, if he's so desperate to get out of Frieda's DIY jobs, why should we be his escape route? Why not the Courier?
You can be very devious when you want to be David, Archer.
Well, you know, just thinking. outside the box. So.
All done, Bert?
Not a bad finish if I say so myself.
We'll go and have a look at it later.
Well, anyway, I won't hold you up. I just wanted to say about the money, David.
Yeah, what money?
For the ploughing. If it's all the same to you, I'll have it in cash.
Oh. Well. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no worry. Whenever it's convenient. Right, well, I'll see you, Bob.
See you, Bert.
Yeah.
Honestly, you're fixed.
Well, the nerve of the bloke. We were doing him a favour, letting him practice his ploughing.
Come on, that field needed doing.
Yeah, and I could have done it myself in a third of the time.
I know.
What's so funny?
I'm sorry, David. It's you thinking you're smart. You've still got a long way to go to catch up with Bert.
Come on, man, have a drop more.
Oh, you're a terrible man, Ryan.
Well, I'm glad to know what you think about Debbie's idea. I mean, she never told me, of course.
Well, quite right. Client confidentiality and all that.
Basically, you think she's on the right lines?
I do. Cheers.
Cheers.
I'm a straightforward sort of bloke, as you know, Brian. My view is, what's the sense in me servicing £500,000 in machinery that's idle for 6 months of the year?
And more sometimes.
See, if these contractors reckon they can use the tacker more efficiently, good luck to them, I say. All I care about is Debbie getting me a good deal. As to who does the work, I couldn't care less.
Fair enough.
And if you decide to go the same way as the estate, well, we can screw them down to a better rate.
Yeah, well, it's worth thinking about.
We could end up doing each other a big favour.
Excuse me? Someone to see you both.
Ah, Lillian.
So, this is what you get up to while I'm away.
Yeah, Brian and I had some business to discuss, didn't we, Brian?
Absolutely.
Whiskey help your brain cells, does it?
You're back early, my love. I wasn't expecting you for hours yet.
So it seems.
Yeah, I had to drop off that folder from Debbie.
Yeah, it was very good of you, man.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing you.
Well, now you've done your good deed, darling, you'd better get off to those other meetings you've got all day.
Yep, yeah, right. Well, I'll say cheerio then, Brian. Cheers for the scotch.
No, any time.
Bye, darling.
See you.
Bye.
So, what was this business you had to talk about?
Oh, you know, just catching up.
Oh, don't patronise me, Brian. It's obviously to do with Debbie's plans.
Well, they did come in, do you? Yes.
Maybe I'll have a whiskey, and you can bring me up to speed.
This is a nice surprise, Pussycat. How did you know I was here?
That efficient new PA of yours.
Oh, right.
I changed my mind about Stratford.
Oh, that's a pity.
Well, as you were going to be so busy, I thought you deserved a little treat. So, rather than get supper, I thought we'd eat out somewhere tonight.
Well, I'll get back as soon as I can, but I really have got meetings to go to.
Darling, what are you doing?
Sorry, I've got a dash.
But, you've been drinking.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, maybe you should blow into this first.
What? Is this a joke? Come on, I'm nowhere near the limit.
Well, then you've got nothing to worry about.
Oh, Lydia.
But if you are, you'll be driving to your meeting with me. And we can pick your car up tomorrow morning.
So Matt thinks contractors are the answer to everything.
Yeah, more or less.
No doubt persuaded by Debbie.
We didn't mean any persuasion. You've been sold on the idea of contractors for ages, as you know.
Matt's not a farmer. He wouldn't know any better.
Well, he's pretty shrewd, though, isn't he? When it comes to making money.
You're quite convinced about this, aren't you, Brian?
I can see the advantages, yes.
I mean, let's be honest. You're going to go down this route, whatever gets said at the meeting.
No, that's not true.
It's going to be a sham, the whole thing.
What I hope is we can all discuss it rationally and arrive at a consensus.
I'm afraid that's not possible.
Adam.
You and Debbie seem to want to gamble with the whole future of this farm. How can I possibly go along with that?
The Archers was written by the agricultural story editor, Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.